Money has been cashed in the bank. A new champion collects. Two of friends officially become frenemies again. And a constable comes out on top.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You might be wondering, why is this song playing right now? It has no relevancy whatsoever. You are correct. But every now and then you have a song in your head. I walked into the studio with this song in my head, whistling it, and then who picked it up? My tag team partner right here.
I had no choice. I knew the melody. I wasn't even sure what I was whistling. Yeah. And then I was like, what am I? What are we doing? And it turned out to be this song.
You know, Charanchan Darby, I listened to him when I was a kid, and he's got a couple songs that have been in my head like nonstop on a loop for the past 20-some years. And so I apologize, and you're welcome at the same time.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Welcome to the Raw After Show, everybody, right here on AfterBuzz TV. Johnny LaQuasto here with you at Jay Quasto. My only partner in studio tonight, he's all I need, though. He's a former Hollywood Heritage Champion for Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. He has wrestled all over the globe. He's actually going to be making his return in the very near future. Spoiler alert to Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. You may know him as Robert Baines. You may know him as the Hobo. I don't know what other personas are inside of his brain, but he's here. Follow him at Baines Destroy. He's the Hobo slash Robert Baines.
There's plenty of dogs barking in my yard. So,
yeah.
You never know what's going to come up or who's going to show up. And it's always fun for me to just sort of exist.
Yeah.
Because I never know what's going to happen.
They're all
And I'm arguably the one in control.
Well, control is a subjective term.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me.
So, yeah, TK Trinidad is on assignment. She couldn't make it tonight. Markeia McCarty is still playing make-believe somewhere. I lost track, but she's...
She's getting paid is what she's doing.
Which is good.
And that's all that matters.
Absolutely. So, hey, we're going to hold down the fort. Money in the Bank has happened. Takeover has happened. Monday Night Raw has happened. That's about, good Lord, that's about 10 hours of wrestling in the past.
A lot going on.
Money in the Bank was over 4 hours.
I only watched what actually impacted this show, Raw, other than Daniel Bryan and Big Cass, which sure. I was interested in. Short of that, I only watched what impacted this show, Raw, because that is only what matters to me.
There you go.
What happens on Raw is all that I care about.
Well, quick return. What'd you think about Money in the Bank?
Pretty good. I mean, a lot happened.
I agree.
I'd say the women's match, women's title match, was arguably the most important match that occurred of all of the Raw matches. Mm-hmm. Even the Money in the Bank for the men's was somewhat less important than that women's match because of what happened at the very end.
Right.
Ronda nearly beating Nia, and then Alexa coming out, drawing a disqualification, and then cashing in to win the title.
Really incredible. I mean, you had Carmella, who took almost a full calendar year to cash in, and then Alexa cashes in just an hour or two after winning the Money in the Bank briefcase. So obviously it takes away the mystery of when she's going to cash in, but at the same time, that was a surprise, and it was... I didn't see her actually winning because Nia Jax was standing on her own 2 feet. I'm like, how's this going to happen?
It was probably the most intelligent tactical victory that Alexa Bliss has ever scored.
Mm-hmm.
She was watching. I'm guaranteed she was glued to that monitor wanting to see how it was actually going to play out.
Yeah.
And once Ronda started rolling on Nia, started actually taking her down with the judo that she knows so well,
yeah.
It was time to maybe start to make your way to the ring and think about cashing in. And it was moments away from Ronda breaking Nia's arm that Alexa hopped in and just took control.
And we will get to Ronda in a second. But first, what do you think of her performance? I got to say, I was pleasantly surprised at how that match was. There was a lot of great moments, and I was invested the entire time.
I know who Ronda's training with, and I have to say that she's in good hands.
Very good hands. Agreed.
So I'm not surprised that she did well. What sort of surprises me about her is she's able to pick up on the timing and the stuff in between everything. There was a kind of a scary moment in the match that made it sort of real. She fell out of the ring. I mean, full well Ronda Rousey fell out of that ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you that this is a very dangerous
pursuit. It's an inexact science. Absolutely. Obviously, there's a formula, but formulas don't always go according to plan.
Right.
And that's why it happens every single week. At least one or two people that I either meet or that know me, they say, oh, how's all the wrestling stuff going? Still doing the commentary? It's still fake, right? I'm like, just stop with the word. Like, it's just such an ignorant thing to say. Everything is scripted. The Bachelor is scripted. Stop calling it fake when everything on TV is even faker.
Right.
Anyways, that's my
soapbox. I think people are growing past the terminology. People don't care anymore like they did.
Right.
And I think we're into some great new territory because of that fact. People just don't care anymore. They don't care about labels. They care about entertainment value. They care about the suspension of disbelief, even for a moment. And I think that's what they get out of this and out of Rhonda to a degree, because she's such a fighter with such a storied history. She's about to go into the UFC Hall of Fame, which is, that to me, that's crazy. She's so very young to be going into the Hall of Fame. But she was that instrumental and that important in the sport of MMA and the company of USC that she is going into there.
Yeah. And whether or not you want to say Dana White placed her on a pedestal to become the greatest ever, she still brought it and won all those matches in a row.
It still worked.
Exactly. And tonight worked. The opening segment, Kurt Angle hits the ring to brag about Money in the Bank. Both Raw, Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss won the briefcases. Alexa cashed in. Braun is holding what looks like a tiny briefcase on a very large man.
Right.
So he's talking about Money in the Bank. Alexa Bliss hits the ring. She wants to rub it into everyone that she won the briefcase. The title is back where it should be. She cashed it on Nia Jax. Ronda Rousey hits the ring. She's mad. She stares down Kurt. Kurt's trying to block her. And that's when I love Alexa just digging into her. I think what really set her off is when she called her irrelevant because everyone wanted to talk to Alexa. Sports Illustrated, Bleacher Report, ESPN, like all the affiliates. No one cared about Rhonda, and that's when stuff got good.
Yeah. Again, I think Alexa was completely right. Rhonda does not know how professional wrestling works.
Sure.
Because Rhonda picks the wrong times to assert herself. She asserts herself now and against the wrong people. She takes out Alexa. She takes out Kurt and hits him multiple times with that briefcase. Mm-hmm. She takes out all of the referees, and that's what happens. You're going to get suspended. She doesn't know how to assert herself properly without drawing some serious heat.
Yeah, and this was about as good as we could have expected as far as the segment goes. Rhonda being upset, just hitting everyone with the briefcase. And then backstage afterwards, Kurt suspends her for 30 days. And then she storms out. Renee Young tries to get a couple of words with her. And she says that when she comes back after that suspension, she's going to, what'd she call it? Pink-haired ass.
Yeah, kick her pink-haired ass.
There you go.
Which, I don't know what that means, but I tell you, it's a threat.
I mean, it's a bit of a promise or a threat.
It's a promise.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a friendly promise.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, the 30-day suspension, I'm not sure why it happened, but either way.
Well, Rhonda was pissed.
Right,
so
and this is going to get
here we are.
This is going to get a lot of attention. You compare last night and then tonight, you combine them both. You couldn't ask for a better Ronda Rousey performance. And obviously, yeah, is she still perfect with the microphone? No, of course not. But look at the leaps and bounds she has made in a matter of a month.
Right. I think she's very believable when it comes to her in-ring work.
Oh, yeah.
She's an ass-kicker.
When she was shadowboxing before the match last night, I was like, ooh.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
She judo threw Kurt Angle.
Yo,
tonight.
Kurt got whipped!
Just grab that arm, twist, right over the shoulder, and that's it. And that's what she does. She doesn't have to be necessarily good on the mic. She just has to perform, and she's very much... She's very much a Terminator when it gets in there. She's got a hot setting or a cold setting, and that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stay out of her way when she's hot, or else you're just going to get taken out. And that's what we had happen tonight. And everybody got taken out.
Sure. And what's great about this 30-day suspension, I mean, it's another month for her to continue to work behind the scenes and get even better, come back with a few new tricks up her sleeve, a few new wrinkles. And who knows? Maybe she'll be back before 30 days. I don't know. But I think this is a really cool threat for 30 days down the road when Alexa just won her title.
Right.
You know.
And it was announced that Nia is going to be facing Alexa at Extreme Rules.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yes, it was. So we already have that rematch set up. Mm-hmm. So who knows if Nia could show up there. Mm-hmm. Nia could show up sooner and, again, sort of push her weight around against Alexa, which I always enjoy that. She is so small in stature, and Nia is so very large that the two of them are able to really create some great moments. And Alexa's...
It's a rematch, essentially, of the last pay-per-view.
Right.
Which I can't remember what the name of it was. Right. Backlash, no.
I don't know.
It's whatever came after WrestleMania.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I will say this. Alexa Bliss, if she keeps going at this rate, she's going to be like a 19-time champion by the time she's 30. She's already a five-time champion.
This was five.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a lot. But, I mean, she's important to what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
She's one of the only true bad guys on the show.
And she doesn't care about being liked. She's not the kind of person that, like, embraces the cheers. Like, if she hears, oh my God, they're cheering me, she will do something to shut it down. She doesn't care about wanting to be liked. She literally wants everyone to hate her, and there aren't a lot of people like that. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. She likes it. She wants that bad reaction. I don't know. She likes negative attention. You can look at her upbringing.
Yeah.
Her childhood, maybe. I don't know. But
I mean, you know a thing or two about that, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, the surprises don't stop there. Seth Rollins hits the ring after the commercial break. He does an open challenge. He said, Elias took me to my limit, but I'm feeling good. I'm a fighting champion. Whoever wants to challenge for the Intercontinental Championship, come on down right now. Dolph Ziggler followed by Drew McIntyre. You know, you put these two in a ring, it's going to be a great match. Eventually, Drew gets involved. A lot of false finishes.
Very lightly involved, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't overextend himself. All he does is make his presence known at the proper time to give Ziggler the advantage. Short of that, the entire match was Rollins and Ziggler back and forth, both of them doing what they do and doing it incredibly well.
A lot of roll-ups, but eventually, Dolph Ziggler with the tights for the win, and he is the new Intercontinental Champion. This is certainly not what I expected.
Rollins was incredibly beat up going into this match. They definitely said as much on commentary, and that was apparent to me in this match.
Yeah.
The match that he had with Elias at Money in the Bank was a fantastic match. Mm-hmm. Elias looked like a predator in that ring. He was going from one body part to the next as it suited him, and all of it together got him extremely close to the Intercontinental Championship. But he was just a fraction away as Rollins grabbed the tights last night and had the tights grabbed on him tonight.
Yeah.
You cannot play by those rules.
I gotta say, I thought Rollins was in line for a long title run, but I guess in 2018, what is a long title run anymore? I really don't know. But yeah, and then afterwards they say, we're not done. This is just the beginning. This is only the first of the titles we're going to win. And maybe they're onto something. Maybe Drew McIntyre is going to be in some kind of title picture in the near future. I don't know.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they were in the tag team title picture.
Ah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was in the heavyweight title picture.
Mm-hmm.
I almost truly believe them when they say that the sky is the limit. There is almost nothing that those two couldn't do together. McIntyre is an absolute hot item right now, and I think he could win damn near anything he puts his mind to.
Sure, it's kind of a renaissance for both of them. You know, McIntyre was hurt at NXT, then he debuted in the main roster, surprise with Ziggler. You know, obviously it's a weird combo, there's no history there, why did it happen? But who cares at this point? They are together, and they're doing a lot of damage. And for Ziggler, it's when's the last time he won a title? It's been quite some time.
Right. I think so. McIntyre has reinvigorated Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggler's kind of been coasting. But now, for some reason, these two together are the right combination. They bring out a lot of good qualities in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you have a new Intercontinental Champion in Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. We have a suspended Ronda Rousey and a new IC champion, Dolph Ziggler. By the way, guys, if you're in chat roll right now, we appreciate it. The internet, we just had a power outage shortly, about 20 minutes ago. So right now our Wi-Fi is struggling, so we can't actually talk to you on chat roll. That's why we're not responding.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, we'll try to put up the screen here so we could actually see it. But obviously we can't necessarily respond via computer, so our apologies there. But thank you for joining us nonetheless. We appreciate you. Next up, Curt Hawkins. Loss number 204 in a row to Bobby Roode.
You know, it's interesting seeing Hawkins. There is a point at which a man starts losing and you lose interest and then you gain interest because the number is reaching 3 digits,
yeah,
twice over. Now everybody's going, come on, he's got to win.
I am
at some point.
I'm
right?
All in on the Kurt Hawkins losing streak. This is fun.
And Hawkins is getting more and more frustrated by every loss that he is racking up. And against Bobby Roode, it didn't take much time at all.
About 90 seconds.
For that glorious DDT, I mean, all the way up, all the way down, his head making full contact with the mat. And there's not much to do after that.
I believe, if people are going to get fully invested in the Kurt Hawkins losing streak, I think it has to happen consistently. We only see Kurt Hawkins once every couple of weeks, it seems. It's got to be something we see every single week for people to fully be invested in this, to where maybe it'll culminate in a pay-per-view win. I don't know.
But well, I mean, you look at what the B team has done.
Yeah.
And they've turned a loss streak into now a win streak, and they're enjoying another renaissance of their own. You used the word earlier. I think it's pretty good to use it again in the case of Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel.
Oh, yeah.
They too have a renaissance. They turned a negative into a positive. I think it is only a matter of time until Hawkins does the same thing, turns a negative into a positive, and is able to rack up some sort of meaningful victory.
Yeah.
And maybe if he's very lucky, some kind of title run.
Mm-hmm. And continuing the very strong first hour of the show, Braun Strowman hits the ring with the briefcase and says all Lesnar has to do now is show up, and I'm going to cash in. That's when Kevin Owens... Thank you, Tony. Kevin Owens slowly, gingerly makes his way down the ramp into the ring. He's all taped up. I mean, everyone had Kinesio tape tonight, but he just said, I don't want to get these hands. I just want to say congratulations. I just want to shake your hand. Braun does not let go and goes for the power slam. Kevin sneaks out, gets out of the ring, and retreats. But I loved, Owens was so good this entire segment.
Owens is always trying to work an angle.
Yes.
Last week he was working an angle, trying to get everybody to team up against Strowman. This week he's trying to get Strowman to work on his side, sort of a Master Blaster, Brains and Brawn, literally kind of situation.
Literally.
He is always trying to work some kind of angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Braun cares enough to sort of lean into it. He's just not interested in anything that Owens has to say. Mm-hmm. And as a result, when the opportunity came, Braun shook his hand and kept it, tried to remove it, then tried to slam a very hobbled Owens.
Yeah. And luckily Owens got away, but either way, Owens was so perfect in this segment though. Just actually coming out and saying, look, I don't want to get these hands. Look at me. I'm beat up. I just want to say, hey, you need a friend. I need a friend. Sami Zayn got hurt by Lashley. We don't know when he's coming back. You have the briefcase. Let's help each other. And Braun's like, no. I loved it. Bayley and Sasha backstage. They're going to patch things up and be a team. What could go wrong?
You actually meant that as a question.
Yep.
You had no follow-up. You just left that question mark hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
What could go wrong?
No sarcasm.
Well, if it's Sasha and Bayley, you know it's probably not going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the best history against one another. And this week, it is Bayley trying to patch things up with Sasha after a loss. Definitely a big loss for mm-hmm. Sasha. But it's good to see them on good terms for the moment.
Sure.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
Up next, Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, the leader of worlds. They are in the ring about to take on Heath Slater and Rhino when we get one of my favorite segments, not only of the show, but of recent memory on Raw. The B-Team, dressed up just like Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. Of course, Bo Dallas. Who's he going to be? He's going to be Big Brother. He's going to be Bray. And, man, they knocked this out of the park. And just when I thought it was over, all of a sudden you still hear noise. Like, what is it? What are they doing? You go back to the Titantron, and they don't know how to end the segment. They don't know how to stop filming. They'll just go down slow. Just same speed. Just go. Just, like, it's so, like, public access, it was great.
Well, it's Police Squad.
Very much
the
Police Squad.
Of Police Squad.
Naked Gun, yeah, the whole deal.
Yeah, just freeze. Just gotta end sometime.
It's my favorite kind of humor.
They're ridiculous.
And they're so good at it.
Right. And I think their point was made tonight. You know, it's they're fighting a team that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And they themselves are not above being ridiculous.
Well, what's weird is they're actually out-weirding Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt now. They're getting more cheers.
Yeah, I think, I don't know why, but the crowd is a little bored with Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
It's very strange because they are two of the most charismatic, creative people you could ask to see in a ring. And I'm not quite sure what is going amiss.
I don't know. I don't think it's getting enough weirdness. I think it's everything's in ring or backstage. We don't get to see the compound. We don't get to see a lot of the other strange things that we
maybe
got to see when they were on the other television show. So it's kind of like, oh, this is the WWE version, and I think we're settling into that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we can get some sort of event, another event.
I think you might be right on that.
But it's just kind of like, oh, this again. Well, too much of the same thing.
The B team is giving us something different every single week, and when they do finally clash, it's going to be a lot of fun. As far as tag team match, Hardy and Bray with the new finisher, the Kiss of Deletion on Slater and Rhino. Rather quick match there. Afterwards, backstage, Kurt Angle approached by Baron Corbin. Corbin's got a smile on his face. He says Stephanie wants to talk to him. Puts him on the phone with Steph. There's a major announcement coming up. After the commercial break, Jinder Mahal taking on Chad Gable. This was a lot of fun, man. Gable was fantastic. Jinder's talking about enlightenment. I'm not quite sure where he's going with that, but Gable with a real nice moonsault.
Yes. No, everything about Chad Gable. I swear, that guy is going to get one win, and it's going to be the first of many, and he's going to be unstoppable. He has
so
much power for a guy his size and stature because of his amateur background. He can do anything he wants to in that ring, and everything he does is impactful, especially against a guy like Jinder Mahal, who's a big guy. And that doesn't seem to matter against Chad Gable. Mm-hmm. Chad Gable is undersized, but it for what he's able to do, it doesn't matter the size of the individual he is wrestling. He always manages to find a way to just use that gentleman as a projectile.
Yes.
And it worked multiple times tonight.
Mm-hmm. And Jinder with the Colossus for the win, but Chad Gable, to me, really stood out and had a great performance. Hopefully we see something break for him in the near future.
Yeah, it's,
maybe it's got to be a change of gear, change of persona, change of something.
I think what he does is so good and so unique that he doesn't need to. I think the crowd is behind him, but I don't. I think because of some other factors, they don't know what to do with him, and so he gets an opportunity to shine, but he may not get the win because of certain situations.
Indeed. Backstage, Riot Squad just breaking stuff. Did they smash a laptop?
Yep.
How are you going to smash a laptop at work? I don't care who you are. That's money right there.
I don't, like, if I was going to suspend anybody for anything,
it would be for breaking a laptop.
Yeah, it'd be that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kurt is really losing control of this show.
I know.
And you see it multiple times tonight, especially when he is on the phone from Stephanie. He is sweating through his shirt.
Oh, he is.
His stress level is through the roof.
Well, keep in mind, I mean, he got judo flipped in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, and then just wailed on with a briefcase. Rhonda screaming at him, I thought you were my friend!
But I'm just saying,
man. Oh, God, what's happening?
You break a MacBook Pro backstage, you will be suspended if I'm in charge.
Yeah.
Those are pricey.
Yes.
And very hard to fix.
Maybe that's a company computer, though.
I don't know.
It's possible.
Even if it's a Dell, I don't want you breaking a computer. What are you doing? There's important things happening on that computer, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Riot Squad taking on the best friends, Bayley and Sasha. Long story short, Liv Morgan with the roll-up on Sasha for the win. A lot of miscommunications between Bayley and Sasha throughout the match. Afterwards, they push each other back and forth. Sasha with the final strong push. And then backstage, they fight it out. And a baking pan was used, and a cart, and a number of things.
So there's a lot of stuff getting just junked backstage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like, why this is happening all of a sudden, but there's just stuff getting thrown around, just things getting broken. Catering is in disarray.
Yeah, very much so.
This tag team match was really something interesting. Because of the miscommunications between Bayley and Sasha, usually they're able to get it together enough to stay in control for some lengthy amount of time.
Right.
Not tonight. Not at all against the Riot Squad. And it wasn't even because of really anything Ruby Riott did.
No.
Being a third, she was almost completely invisible. It was Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan out there working to get those two to turn against each other, divide them against each other, and it worked. Divide and conquer worked incredibly well. And Sasha was not well enough to put up a good fight for this match.
Yep, and that was the question is, Bayley kept tagging in, why? To help or to show off? And that's the thing going back and forth. And Riot Squad been getting those W's.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well right now. I don't know quite where it's going, but I mean, if they don't lose, it doesn't hurt them.
Well, you got to believe Bayley and Sasha Extreme Rules with the pay-per-view coming up. It's co-branded, probably.
Right.
Perhaps. That could be one of the marquee matches. I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it could be at any time. They've been teasing it off and on again recently, but they've kind of shelved it. Maybe now's the time. Maybe SummerSlam. Maybe we can get this to go to SummerSlam.
Yeah, I would sure hope so. We're already in June. We only have Extreme Rules as the last one before SummerSlam.
Because TakeOver Brooklyn was where they had their title match.
Indeed.
So if they had another just absolute barn burner in Brooklyn, it would feel pretty good. It'd
be pretty awesome. Kurt Angle in the ring, once again sweaty. He's there to announce the number one contender to Brock Lesnar. I think he did say he knew when Brock Lesnar was going to defend his title again. Did he ever announce when?
No.
Okay.
Not that I.
I don't think
caught.
He did. Chat roll. Did he actually announce when?
We can see you now, by the way, chat roll.
Yeah, we can see
yes,
you.
Yes, if you do talk smack on me, I will make you disappear.
And I
just
will.
Just so you know.
And I will stand there and watch while you disappear. No, did he actually? Because he did say, I know when Brock's going to defend the title. I don't think he ever got it out.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
But we know it's not going to be at Extreme Rules. We know that for sure.
I would assume.
Because we're having a multi-man match to decide the number one contender at Extreme Rules.
I think
so. We're
right.
Not going to have a Lesnar at Extreme Rules.
It's going to have to be SummerSlam. Unless, of course, when is that Australia thing coming up?
Oh, shoot. I can't remember.
It's relatively soon. But
yeah.
Nope, he never said. Didn't think so. Thank you, Matt Wilkinson and Michael Blake and everybody else. So, Roman Reigns hits the ring. He says he's the uncrowned champion, going back to the greatest Royal Rumble. And Bobby Lashley hits the ring and says, look, you've been trying to beat Brock for 3 years. It hasn't happened. Why don't you step aside? Let me take care of it. Then the Revival hits the ramp and walk down to the ring and say, look, we're tired of you guys. You're supposed to be top guys. We're the top guys. We'll challenge you to a tag match. And then Roman calls Bobby Lashley Bob, which I did enjoy.
Yep.
Then they had a tag match, and, you know, I really thought the Revival were going to take this one. I thought there would be miscommunication. Revival would get a big win, but no, Lashley tags himself in, and a pretty sweet spear for the W.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who the Revival are wrestling. It doesn't matter how big they are, how hard they hit. The Revival are smart enough to know exactly how to maneuver themselves to take advantage of the situation, and that's what they did tonight. In spite of the loss, they looked like absolute pros out there. They are masters of the game of tag team wrestling.
Yes.
And once again, they show that they really are the best, despite having losses, despite not having the titles to back up their claims. They are probably the best tag team on this show.
Yep.
And as a result, that is why they came out and challenged two of the best singles wrestlers currently on Raw.
I agree with you. Here's my question. So if we're going to have a number one contendership match, you have Reigns and Lashley maybe competing for it. Why did Strowman win the briefcase? Because he essentially is at the level he can challenge anyway. To me, Strowman seems like the kind of guy who's not going to surprise Lesnar. He's literally going to walk up to him and be like, here, now.
At this point, you have to set an Acme-level trap in order to get Brock Lesnar to show up.
That's true.
Like, what does it matter if you have the briefcase if the friggin' champion is in his mansion in Canada?
I don't know.
What does it matter?
With a phone a half a mile down the driveway.
Yeah. It doesn't, it does not matter.
Isn't it incredible we have not seen him since WrestleMania? That's 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of exhausting.
Or have we seen him once?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm tired of this.
Right. I mean, to Reigns' credit, he says, like, I'd defend it every single week if I was here. So,
right.
We'll see.
And he's not wrong, but he does complain a lot.
For sure. And when Lesnar does put the title on the line, I just want it to be a match that we all care about. And obviously, right now, Strowman would be the most compelling person. I love Lashley. It's just not quite there yet.
Yeah, Roman's
Roman. So.
Roman is Roman, but Lashley is not so strong on the microphone, which is where you really get people to care about you.
He can be, though. When he was a heel...
He wasn't tonight!
No, not tonight, I'm just saying...
You're talking about when he was in a whole different company!
I know! I'm just saying I'm not going to lose faith, because Lashley is fantastic.
I believe in people's potential.
Yes.
I believe in that. What I also believe in is a vision for somebody that does not jive with who they are.
Uh-huh. I understand.
And those two things just not connecting.
I get you.
So I don't know if Bobby Lashley will become the Bobby Lashley that you are so eager for him to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have to settle in and kind of accept Bobby Lashley for who he is right now.
Of course.
And he beat the hell out of Sami Zayn last night.
Sure did.
He did that.
Yes, he did.
He beat the hell out of Sami Zayn.
Yep.
Just drummed him right out.
Mm-hmm. Like Booker T said in the pre-show, beat the brakes off him.
Yeah.
When he was talking about a certain other someone.
Yeah. Well,
which, legally, he could talk about it now because the lawsuit's over. Anyways.
Okay.
Finn is backstage with Kurt Angle. He wants a shot at the title that he never lost. Corbin comes up, makes fun of him. Kevin Owens makes fun of him. And then Finn says, well, you are not very good at sensing danger, as Braun is standing right behind Kevin Owens. Kevin just has a cartoony slip. And then Braun's like, hey, this is my buddy Finn. Why don't you challenge us? And then that becomes, will eventually become a match later on in the show.
And Angle leaves... mid-shoot.
Runaway train?
Runaway train. He's just kind of mumbling to himself and sweating. I think he has an ulcer.
Maybe.
I think he is going to have a nervous breakdown. He was mumbling in the ring when they were talking about the multi-man match.
Oh, yeah.
He is losing his mind.
He needs some Tums, man.
Oh, my. I mean, he is this close to having a full nervous breakdown on live television.
Which would be...
It's going to be great.
Very entertaining to see. Mojo Rawley taking on No Way Jose. A little surprise here. Mojo with a big old flapjack for the win and said afterwards, now he's not hype, he is focused. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Don't you think we still need... All right, if Mojo Rawley's going to go a new direction, if you will, I mean, don't you think new music, new other things?
He's got new gear. He's not doing the bright colors any longer.
That's a good idea.
I think he needs a new name. I really do. Mojo is not the right description for this attitude. He beat the tar out of No Way Jose tonight.
Yeah.
And No Way Jose actually had a pretty good showing in his last match against...
And Jose's not a small guy.
No. But Mojo's, he's kind of vicious. Like, all of a sudden, he has this vicious streak, and he's just wants to take out anybody.
Yeah.
And he took out No Way Jose and did so in pretty quick time. So I don't know. I think we need a name change. Maybe go by your real name.
You could be.
I mean, Dean Mutati, why not? Honestly.
I do think him and Jose are going to mix it up again because Jose was on, you know, a nice little streak since showing up on Raw, and then a bit of a surprising loss tonight, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Next up, Sasha walking out to the car. Bayley is not done with her yet, runs up to her, says, I'm not finished with you. And Sasha's like, yeah, you are. Gets in her car, drives off. So, yeah. To be continued. Elias sings a long song tonight and ends it with, what would Elias do? He's Jesus now. So that's cool.
I guess he is suffering for us all.
Yeah.
I guess.
He just had a song tonight, which is fine.
Just any song without interruption,
yep.
Which was different.
Yep, Grand Rapids. They
so okay.
It's funny. A friend of mine works for a radio station in Grand Rapids, and this morning they had carpool karaoke with Elias on their radio station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like they put it up on Facebook and stuff.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said it was fantastic. I said, yeah, he sure is.
Sure, pretty good.
Renee Young with a somber Seth Rollins backstage. He said, look, I have no excuses. I got to figure out the problem that is Drew McIntyre next week because I'm invoking my rematch clause against Dolph Ziggler for the IC title. So next week, y'all, bam, Seth Rollins with that rematch.
I'm pretty sure Rollins is not going to win.
That could be a fair assumption.
Because Drew McIntyre is out there,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't do anything, almost anything, in this match tonight. And if he wanted to, he could insert himself, draw a disqualification, and nothing would happen. Ziggler would retain, and that's it.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any way he can win.
I'm with you on this one. I think Ziggler and McIntyre, they're on to something, and obviously they have one title, and we'll see how many more they get. But moving on, it's time for the main event. Finn Balor and Braun Strowman taking on Baron, Constable Corbin, and Kevin Owens in a tag team match.
You know it's the Mac Militant.
Coming to get it on. Get out of my way. I'm coming to thunder and lightning. It's striking. I'm inviting you all to the storm.
And this match was all about Constable Corbin. I've been saying for weeks, I love Baron Corbin. He does not care what the fans think. He's another guy who wants to be hated. Now he's the constable. He shaved his head. He's proud of that receding hairline. He's showing it. And man, he dominated this match. Dominated. Oh my God, he took out Strowman. Then he got the win. Just fantastic.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He can just about look Braun Strowman in the eye. Granted, there is a considerable weight difference between those two, but what Corbin brings that Strowman doesn't is real speed and precision.
Yo, his boxing, I mean, that right hand that he got on...
I think it was Strowman.
On Finn.
Yeah. Oh.
On the apron,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That he's got... I mean, he's a Golden Gloves boxer. He's the difference between an amazing puncher and... an okay puncher. Like, he just, his quickness and his snap on his punch is amazing.
Yeah, he's in the right place to be using that kind of skill. And what a big guy. And being able to use his size in the right place to take Strowman off his feet when Kevin Owens distracted him on the outside, incredibly well placed, well timed. Baron Corbin everybody's been sleeping on Baron Corbin.
And I know we're supposed to hate him, but bottom line is he's coming into his own.
I do. Yeah. I hate him, but I know I'm supposed to.
Yes.
And he does absolutely everything to get me to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
He picks on Finn Balor. He hates guys who wrestle in the independents. Hates them.
When
it's
he ruined the Curt Hawkins like hot dog party or whatever it was. That was great.
He does exactly what he's supposed to do to get you to hate him, and he does not care.
Yeah.
He is motivated by external factors. And right now, that factor is climbing to the top.
And something lit a fire under him. I don't know if it's a change to Constable Corbin, but tonight he stole that main event. I mean, everyone was great, but he really stole that main event.
No, he was... I think it is a heck of an opportunity to be labeled as the owner's sort of right hand.
And to be fair, he's the only one of the four who didn't almost die in a ladder match last night.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, he's like, well, I'm going to step it up.
He was the freshest guy, and it showed. He absolutely, he looked like he should have in that match. Because Kevin Owens was working at maybe 50%. He was hobbling around. He keeps missing things and hurting himself. He just is slipping on banana peels out there.
And those are painful.
No, he is the most dangerous part about himself. He keeps trying to raise the stakes. He goes up on an even bigger ladder, mm-hmm. and he gets thrown off of the ladder.
Oh, boy.
You wanted this. This is your fault.
And that's what he got. And everyone in chat roll calling him Lex Luthor Corbin. I like it.
Yeah. No, he looks kind of like that.
Yeah, business,
I mean,
casual.
It's not much of a change. He didn't really have wrestling gear when he was wrestling in SmackDown or when he came over to Raw.
Sure.
So now he's just wearing something a little bit cleaner. But I liked when all of a sudden, Strowman actually gets the tag in, and Corbin looks at him like, oh, man, this is going to be tough. And he takes off the vest, and all of a sudden, it's like, well, all right, let's go. Like, this is serious. So you got to see a gear change in how he reacts to Strowman, because Corbin is not the biggest guy. In most matches, he's comfortable in saying, I'm the biggest guy. There's not right. much that these little guys can do to me. And all of a sudden, Strowman comes in, and it's like, all right, now I've got to really pay attention.
Yeah, Baron Corbin is fantastic now, and he is really, he's at the top of his game, and it's fun to watch.
And he got the W tonight.
He sure did.
Yeah.
He sure did. And y'all got a W for watching and listening to this show. We got the W for being able to join you all. Thank you very much. Fun episode tonight for all of us. Hobo, why don't you put yourself over?
Yeah, you can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram at BanesDestroy. Let's see. We've got wrestling, pro wrestling this Thursday and championship wrestling from Hollywood on Sunday. I will be there. It will be fun.
Yeah. And also, After Buzzers, at the network here, we have a lot of after shows for almost all your favorite TV shows. Drama, reality, sci-fi, and more. But now we need your help. After Buzz has been going on for quite some time. Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, they put their heart and soul into After Buzz. So we're asking you to do one simple thing. All you got to do is subscribe to the YouTube channels. So there's a whole bunch of different ones, right? There might be, let's go through them all. We have comedy, we have drama, reality competitions, animation, sci-fi, superheroes, and then, of course, we're on the wrestling and the sports one. So you're not going to get notifications either. The notifications are optional. All you got to do is hit the subscribe button, and you have an easier AfterBuzz experience. Let us know what you enjoyed in the comments, and we'll shout you out on the air as well. You guys are amazing fans, and we just want to keep building AfterBuzz. So it's very important. We give you all this free content, everyone at AfterBuzz. All we ask now is that you hit that subscribe button to all the different channels, and that way you might get some new favorite shows, and that's what we ask. So thank you very much, guys. I'm at Jay Quasto on social media. If you're in San Diego, I'll be at the La Jolla Comedy Store June 29th and July 1st. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood this Sunday, live television taping. Also, Coastline Clash will be airing very, very soon. Make sure you subscribe to the Fight TV app for free. You can watch us every single week. Otherwise, jlocomedy.com. Thanks, guys, for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.